ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 20, लॉर्ड विष्णुज अपीयरेंस इन द सैक्रिफाइशल अरीना ऑफ महाराज पृथु, पार्ट 4, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य। One should accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by bowing down at the lotus feet of the Lord. This means that anything spoken by the Personality of Godhead should be taken as it is, with great care and attention, and with great respect. For it is not our business to amend the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or make additions or alterations, as it has become a custom for many so-called scholars and swamis who comment on the words of Bhagavad Gita. Here, the practical example of how to accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is shown by Prithu Maharaj. And this is the way to receive knowledge through the parampara system. There are many cases in which a person becomes an offender to the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and later becomes repentant. Here also we find that although the king of heaven, Indra, was so powerful that he accompanied Lord Vishnu, Indra felt himself a great offender for stealing Prithu Maharaj's horse that was meant for sacrifice. An offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is never excused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas, or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. And this is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. There is a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious towards one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. The Lord is described as Bhakta Vatsala, which means that Krishna is inclined towards his Bhakta or pure devotee. Therefore, the transcendental ecstatic transaction between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never like the activities of this material world. The greatest calamity in life is to become godless and therefore sinful. If the state head or king allows the citizens to become sinful by indulging in illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating and gambling, then the king is responsible and has to suffer the resultant sequence of reactions for the sinful lives of the citizens, because the king levies taxes upon them unnecessarily. These are the principles for a ruling power, and because Maharaj Prithu observed all the principles for a ruling chief, Prithu is referred to herein as Adi Raj. Nature's law is that as soon as there are discrepancies in regard to the laws of God, which are described in Bhagavad Gita as dharmasya glani, or disobedience to the laws of nature or God, then at once there will be heavy punishment in the form of sudden outbreaks of war. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to make people pure and perfect. If we become even partially pure, as described in Bhagavatam, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, by development of Krishna consciousness, then lust and greed, the material diseases of the citizens, will be reduced. This can be made possible simply by broadcasting the pure message of Srimad Bhagavatam, or Krishna consciousness. Big commercial and industrial firms have contributed many thousands of rupees to a defense fund which burns the money in the form of gunpowder. But unfortunately, if they are asked to contribute liberally to advance the Krishna consciousness movement, they become reluctant. Under the circumstances, the world will periodically suffer from such upsurges and outbreaks of war, which are the consequences of not being Krishna conscious. Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because he lives in one of the planetary systems within this universe, Vishnu sometimes plays as if one of the demigods of this universe. When Vishnu first appeared before Prithu Maharaj, Vishnu was not touching the ground of this earth. But when Vishnu was fully satisfied with the behavior and character of Maharaj Prithu, Vishnu immediately acted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, from Vaikuntha. Out of affection for Prithu Maharaj, Lord Hari touched the earth, but rested the front of his hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, as if to prevent himself from falling down, since the Lord is not accustomed to stand on earthly ground. These are all symptoms of Vishnu's great affection for Prithu Maharaj. There are different kinds of benedictions according to a person's demands. For the karmis, the best benediction is promotion to the higher planetary systems, where the duration of life is very long, and the standard of living and the standard of happiness is very high. There are others, namely the jnanis and yogis, who want the benediction of merging into the existence of the Lord, and this is called Kaivalya. The Lord is therefore addressed as Kaivalyapati, the master or lord of the benediction known as Kaivalya. But devotees receive a different type of benediction from the Lord. For devotees are anxious neither for the heavenly planets nor for merging into the existence of the Lord. According to devotees, Kaivalya, or merging into the existence of the Lord, is considered as good as hell. The word Naraka means hell. Similarly, everyone who exists in this material world is called Naraka, because this material existence itself is known as a hellish condition of life. Prithu Maharaj, however, expressed that he was interested neither in the benediction desired by the karmis nor that which is desired by the jnanis and yogis. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Prabhu, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, has described that Kaivalya is no better than a hellish condition of life. And as for the delights of the heavenly planets, they are factually will-of-the-wisps or phantasmagoria. Thus, these are not wanted by devotees. Devotees do not even care for the positions held by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Nor does a devotee desire to become equal with Lord Vishnu. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj made his position very clear. Previously, Maharaj Prithu addressed the Lord as Kaivalyapati, the master of the liberation of merging into Krishna's existence. This does not mean that Prithu was anxious for Kaivalya liberation. That is made clear in this verse where he says, "My dear Lord, I do not want such a benediction." Maharaj Prithu wanted to have 1 million ears to hear the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord should emanate from the mouths of pure devotees who speak from the cores of their hearts. It is stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuka Mukad Amrita Drava Sangyutam. The nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam became more relishable because it emanated from the mouth of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. One might think that these glories of the Lord can be heard from anywhere, from the mouths of either devotees or non-devotees. But here it is specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord must emanate from the mouths of pure devotees. Srila Sanatana Goswami has strictly prohibited hearing from the mouth of a non-devotee. There are many professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam who speak the narrations very ornamentally, but a pure devotee does not like to hear from such persons because such glorification of the Lord is simply a vibration of material sound. But when heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, glorification of the Lord is immediately effective. The transcendental vibration from the mouth of a pure devotee is so powerful that it can revive the living entity's memory of his or her eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revive. In our material existence, under the influence of illusory Maya, we have almost forgotten our eternal relationship with the Lord, exactly like a man sleeping very deeply who forgets his duties. In the Vedas, it is said that every one of us is sleeping under the influence of Maya. We must get up from this slumber and engage in the right service, for thus we can properly utilize the facility of this human form of life. As expressed in a song by Thakur Bhaktivinod, Lord Chaitanya says, "Jeev jaga, jeev jaga, Gora chanda bole, Kota nidra chao maya, Pishachira Kole." Sriman Mahaprabhu asks every sleeping living entity to get up and engage in devotional service so that one's mission in this human form of life may be fulfilled. This awakening voice comes through the mouth of a pure devotee. A pure devotee always engages in the service of the Lord, taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And therefore a pure devotee has a direct connection with the saffron mercy particles that are strewn over the lotus feet of the Lord. Although when a pure devotee speaks, the articulation of one's voice may resemble the sound of this material sky, the voice is spiritually very powerful because it touches the particles of saffron dust on the lotus feet of the Lord. As soon as a sleeping living entity hears the powerful voice emanating from the mouth of a pure devotee, he or she immediately remembers one's eternal relationship with the Lord, although up until that moment, one had forgotten everything. Every one of us is Ku Yogi because we have engaged in the service of this material world, forgetting our eternal relationship with the Lord as one of His eternal loving servants. Thus it is our duty to rise from the Ku Yoga platform to become Su Yogis, perfect mystics. The process of hearing from a pure devotee is recommended in all Vedic scriptures, especially by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One may stay in one's position of life, it does not matter what that is. But if one hears from the mouth of a pure devotee, he or she gradually comes to the understanding of one's relationship with the Lord and thus engages in Krishna's loving service, and one's life thus becomes completely perfect. Therefore, this process of hearing from the mouth of a pure devotee is very important for making progress in the line of spiritual understanding. Arya Sangama, the association of devotees, is the most important factor in this world. The word Arya refers to those who are advancing spiritually. In the history of the human race, the Aryan family is considered to be the most elevated community in the world because it adopts the Vedic civilization. The Aryan family is distributed all over the world and is known currently as Indo-Aryan. In prehistoric days, all of the members of the Aryan family followed the Vedic principles, and therefore they became spiritually advanced. The kings known as Raja Rishis were so perfectly educated as Kshatriyas, or protectors of the citizens, and so greatly advanced in spiritual life that there was not a bit of trouble for the citizens. The glorification of the Supreme Lord can be very much appreciated by the Aryan family. Although there is no bar for others, the members of the Aryan family very quickly catch the essence of spiritual life. So, how is it that we are finding it very easy to spread Krishna consciousness among the Europeans and Americans? History reports that the Americans and Europeans proved their capability when they were anxious to expand colonization. But at the present time, being contaminated by the advancement of material science, their sons and grandsons are turning into reprobate miscreants. This is due to their having lost their original spiritual culture, which is Vedic civilization. Presently, these descendants of the Aryan family are taking this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously, and others who are associating with them and hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from the lips of pure devotees are also becoming captivated by the transcendental vibration. Transcendental vibrations are very much effective when chanted among Aryans. But even though one does not belong to the Aryan family, one will become Vaishnava simply by hearing the Maha Mantra, because this vibration has great influence over everyone.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The impersonalist may ask why one should bother chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra continually for so many years instead of stopping and trying for Kaivalya, liberation, or merging into the existence of the Lord. In answer, Maharaj Prithu maintains that the attraction of this chanting is so great that one cannot give up the process unless one is an animal. This is the case even if one comes in contact with this transcendental vibration by chance. Prithu Maharaj is very emphatic in this connection. Only an animal can give up the practice of chanting Hare Krishna. Those who are not animals, but actually intelligent, advanced, human, civilized men, cannot give up this practice of continually chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are different kinds of purushas or enjoyers within the universe. Generally, they can be divided into three classes. Number one, those who are conditioned. Two, those who are liberated. And three, those who are eternal. The word mukta refers to the living entities who never come within this material world. The buddhas are those living entities who are almost eternally living within this material world. The buddhas are struggling very hard within this material world in order to become free from the threefold miseries of material nature and to thus try to enjoy life, whereas the muktas are already liberated. They never come into this material world. A significant word is used herein, gunalayam, which refers to Lord Vishnu as the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. The Mayavadi philosophers take the absolute truth to be nirguna, without qualities, in accordance with the impersonalistic view. But actually, the Lord is the reservoir of all good qualities. One of the most important qualities of the Lord is His inclination to His devotees, for which Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala. The devotees are always very much inclined to render service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord is also very much inclined to accept loving service from His devotees. And in that exchange of service, there are many transcendental transactions, which are called transcendental qualitative activities. Some of the transcendental qualities of the Lord are that Krishna is omniscient, omnipresent, all-pervasive, all-powerful, the cause of all causes, the absolute truth, the reservoir of all pleasures, the reservoir of all knowledge, the all-auspicious, and so on and so on. Prithu Maharaj desired to serve the Lord along with the goddess of fortune. But this desire does not mean that Prithu was situated on the platform of Madhurya Rasa. The goddess of fortune is engaged in the service of the Lord in the rasa of Madhurya, conjugal love. Although her position is on the chest of the Lord, still the goddess of fortune, in her position as a devotee, takes pleasure in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj was thinking only of the lotus feet of the Lord, because Prithu is on the platform of Dasya Rasa, or servitorship of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj was thinking of the goddess of fortune as Jagan Mata, the universal mother. Consequently, there was no question of Prithu's competing with Lakshmi on the platform of Madhurya Rasa. Nonetheless, Kattu feared that Lakshmiji might take offense at his engaging in the service of the Lord. This suggests that in the absolute world, there is sometimes competition between servitors in the service of the Lord, but such competition is without malice. Mother Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, is well known for always massaging the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. She is an ideal wife because Lakshmi takes care of Lord Narayana in every detail. She takes care not only of Narayana's lotus feet, but of the household affairs of the Lord as well. Lakshmiji cooks nice foods for Lord Narayan, fans him while he eats, smooths sandalwood pulp on his face, and sets up his bed and sitting places in the right order. In this way, Lakshmi is always engaged in the service of the Lord, and there is hardly any opportunity for any other devotee to intrude upon the daily activities of Lakshmi Narayana. Prithu Maharaj therefore concluded that liberated persons taking to the devotional path have acquired the ultimate goal of life. If liberation were the end in itself, there would be no question of a liberated person's taking to devotional service. In other words, the transcendental bliss derived from self-realization, known as Atmananda, is very insignificant in the presence of the bliss derived from devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj therefore concluded that he would simply hear the glories of the Lord constantly and thus engage his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the highest perfection of life. Recorded October 11, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. I want to love the Lord in my heart. For one who's born, death is just around the corner. For one who's died, it's a waste of time to mourn him. For his birth, neither for the dead or living.
and everything's been shown through that transcendental sound. No matter where I go, I want to hear the holy name of Krishna. That's why I love the Lord in my heart. Turn away, the truth shines like the sun, and so I simply pray until this life is done. Krishna is the one, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. That's how I love the Lord in my heart.